to the true corruption. You are the way. What if you do? One day you will look behind you and you see we agree. And God, that you will read it.
Hey guys, I heard my mic beep over, but I cannot hear you. Hello?
Tune into the wormhole.
Speaking about Jean-Claude Van Damme earlier.
Were we speaking about him earlier?
No, actually, we were talking about Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, yeah.
Yeah. No, I was talking about the Vietnam War, which was ended, and Chuck Norris, but he had help from Jean-Claude Van Damme.
When he was born, World War II also ended.
Right. Yeah.
His birth ended.
World War II. Right. Yeah. We all know that. That's also factually correct.
Well, everything about Chuck Norris is always factually correct.
Yes. Everything on the wormhole.
Fact check it.
Tune into the wormhole Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Tune into the wormhole.
Speaking about Jean-Claude Van Damme earlier.
Were we speaking about him earlier?
No, actually, we were talking about Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, yeah.
Yeah. No, I was talking about the Vietnam War, which was ended. And Chuck Norris, but he had help from Jean-Claude Van Damme.
When he was born, World War II also ended.
So. Right. Yeah, World War II. Right. Yeah. Yeah, we all know that. That's also factually correct.
Well, everything about Chuck Norris is always factually correct.
Yes, everything on the wormhole.
Fact check it.
Tune into the wormhole Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
RadioAFS.com. It's the show that educates and not eradicates. It's The Beating Drum, the premier Native American radio show that is preserving and restoring positive Native imagery in sports and the American mainstream. With your host, Farmer and Steve. Listen to The Beating Drum online at blogtalkradio.com/radioAFS. Fridays, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
RadioAFS.com.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the Shake Cast Podcast. I'm Larry. And I'm Scotty. Ha. What's going on?
Tune into the Shake Cast Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern at blogtalkradio.com/radioAFS. RadioAFS.com. It's the show that educates and not eradicates. It's The Beating Drum, the premier Native American radio show that is preserving and restoring positive Native imagery in sports and the American mainstream. With your host, Farmer and Steve. Listen to The Beating Drum online at blogtalkradio.com/radioAFS. Fridays, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
RadioAFS.com.
Warning. Warning. Warning.
Hey, Bob, you almost, boy, you almost about to make me take my motherfucking chains off on this shit you talk.
Nah, fuck you. Fuck you, dude.
That's what that's.
Motherfucking, hey, what,
I'm the king and I'll make.
Fantasy football offered you a bet. And you said, well, if my Saints ain't real good, you got to give me the first 4 weeks of the season.
I reconnected to Joe. I don't think he needed to. Because why would he be playing my ads if I was not connected?
Right, that's pretty weird, if you ask me.
I can hear us on Blog Talk now.
So now it's working.
Yeah,
right.
Weird.
Yeah, it's the...
Real staticky.
Yeah, it's because of the way I had to plug those in.
Oh, shit.
Those cords right there make it all staticky. That's what I'm saying. Why I had it plugged in the other way, but I don't know why it stopped working the way I had it. And we're back on live with Facebook.
Okay, well, it's on Blog Talk too right now.
Yeah, well, there we go. A little staticky now.
Is out there in Blog Talk?
Yeah, a little staticky. But what the hell happened there? Because everything was working earlier. Now it's stupid. So, let's go check and see what's going on here. Get a refresh. Let these people see what's going on. Election coverage. Looks like we're still in the same spot. Clinton 197 to Trump 216. This is working out to quite the crazy race.
They always are when they are coming in like this.
That's what I was talking about. You can see West Coast and East Coast, all blue. And then the whole Midwest, from like top to bottom, it's pretty much red. With Illinois and Minnesota. So you can see how the people in the different areas of the United States have different viewpoints, you know, think a lot differently.
Minutes.
Yeah. I think it might, maybe it's those cords. I don't know. I feel like every time I plug into there, into those sockets, it's freaking
whack.
Yeah. It's all crazy. I don't get it.
We're on Twitter right now, pushing it on the wormhole.
So, anybody wants to call in, 646-668-8467. Call in. Hit us up on Facebook. I might be able to go in there and talk, y'all. See, there's my pretty face. So, let's see the popular. What do you guys think of that? 49%, 47%. Old Gary Johnson, 3%. Jill Stein, 0.9%. Can't even get a whole percent. It's not because she is a woman. It's because she's Jill Stein. Is there any sentiment changes? Ooh, 48 to 46. They are now up by another point. Now with 2 points. They only need 3 more, and the Republicans have got it in the Senate.
Okay, here in Michigan, we're still undecided, but 60% of the precincts counted. Trump's at 48%, with Clinton at 47% trailing. So,
Michigan.
Still undecided. 60% has been counted. Wayne County, we haven't got all those.
Of course, we haven't got Wayne County. You know, we don't give any
hours. NBC News projects. So, That's shenanigans.
Well, it was looking like he was going to take Florida before the voting even started, you know.
Washington, Oregon, and California have gone to, according to The Economist, has gone to Hillary Clinton, along with Hawaii, Colorado, and Mexico, Illinois, Virginia, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, D.C., Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Vermont are all went with Hillary. And then on the flip side, we have Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, North Carolina, and we have a call coming in.
So
you are on the air with the Wormhole. May I ask who's calling?
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear us? Who am I talking to?
Philly Eagle.
The Eagle. Is that what he said? The
Philly
Eagle?
Eagle. Where's the A-bomb at?
You know what? I was wondering what the hell the A-bomb was doing tonight. He came to the show, and we're like, you know what? We'll go on air instead of him.
I guess he ain't there. Maybe because he's collecting the votes for the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
You know,
he's running away with it. Lying, crooked Hillary is on her way to a hole in Siberia. I know you two are doing a talk show. I know this isn't talk, but this is kind of like a bulletin that he's only within a few more electoral votes, and he sealed the deal. He's
over
200.
She's at now 209, and he's now at 216. So,
it's a little bit deeper than that, because something about Wisconsin just stepped up. I don't know why he's taking us Pennsylvanians so long to count the votes, and we closed at 8 o'clock. I know we had, you know, Hillary Clinton came out there with her little big concert with Bon Jovi and the non-American of Bruce Springsteen and gave out a free concert, so they think they got the whole Philadelphia wrapped down tight. Which they might, because it is a Democratic city, but I voted for Trump.
It is very close here in Michigan right now. We thought it would be, if Michigan swings to the red, that's going to be the first time since 1988.
Exactly. That's what we're actually waiting on. We're waiting on Michigan. He already won in Florida, okay?
Yep.
She took California, which you kind of expected, her 55. But the rest of the states, man, is just going straight up Trump. And the Republican already won the House back.
Yeah, we saw that they were closing in on the House.
They killed us. They killed us with the, I personally don't have it, Obamacare. But they killed the United States with the Obamacare. Come on, man. People are trying to put food on the table, not worried about paying millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on Obamacare, and you can't even choose your own pharmacy to fill your prescription medicines.
Yeah, exactly.
It was no good. It's no good. It's no good.
The Senate, it looks like they might take the Senate, too. They only need three more votes in the Senate. The Republicans take the Senate. I mean, if the Republicans take the Senate, the House, and
the
President, there's
going to
be
a
lot of changes, you know?
Right.
We've been
they
Democratic for so long.
I do tell you what's going on right now. The 401k overseas, which is going to flex tomorrow morning, is dropping dramatically. I think I checked it overseas just now, and they're down over 400 points. And the peso in Mexico dropped dramatically, and the first time in like over 20-some years. So the peso is worth a half a peso now.
Yeah,
so
we're getting
a little nervous that they might have to build that wall.
Well, we also said that tomorrow
years,
our gas prices are going to go up by $2, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad. And, you know, we do need a change here. We got to start sending all the jobs overseas.
Yes, yes.
All the
that
factories. Okay, you want to go overseas, fine. Now, when you bring the product back over, you're getting double whammy on taxes coming back into the United States. Now, either you want to keep your factories over there, or do you want to bring them home back to Pittsburgh, Ohio, Pennsylvania? Let the Pennsylvanians open up their coal mines. Why stop the coal mine? Clinton stopped it because of the environmental protection. Yeah, she don't care about environmental protection. If she did, her little brat daughter, Chelsea, would get in the car and drive an hour away to the next rally instead of taking a jet helicopter or a jet plane.
Yeah, exactly.
That girl is so ignorant, man. The WikiLeaks destroyed the whole Clintons. The Clinton Foundation, Chelsea already signed contract that she's being taken care of as she's being taken care of today while her mother's alive for the next 10 years. She's got 10 years locked in to the Hillary Clinton Foundation that she's been skimming to take care of her daughter. So that implies to me that maybe Hillary Clinton really isn't going to last that long.
Look at that, Clinton 209, Trump 232. He'll need 38 more electoral votes, and our next president of the United States will be Mr. Donald Trump himself. What a
fuck. Oh, yeah, then the A-bomb better go run and hide, man, because I've already gotten word out that there are full riot squad cops in full riot gear ready to take the streets of Los Angeles. They got prediction of a massive riot breaking out.
What say you about all this, Farmer? We do have Farmer online right now with us.
Farmer!
Good to hear your voice.
Farmer, you know, let me speak right now. I really respect you, man, because it's not Carson Wentz's fault, okay? He has an arm. He has an accurate throw. It looks like the rest of the retards on the Philadelphia Eagles team, well, we got rid of the gangster Huff. He's sitting down there in Tampa. Matthew keeps dropping the ball. I mean, come on, man. That game in Dallas the other day was pathetic. I should be the coach instead of Doug Peterson. I would have went for the two field goals and ended up winning the game by 1 point.
Oh, my show has been hijacked.
Oh, yeah, your show is hijacked every time the Philly Eagle comes on. There's no question about it, man. Because I thought that was a very, really ridiculous game the other day. I'm not too thrilled about it. Major mistakes on the coach, Doug Peterson. I mean, what are you thinking, bro? I mean, come on. Fourth and inches, you go for it. You don't go for fourth and seven, fourth and six, fourth and five. It's too much of a chance, man. Go for the field goal. Whatever, man. You know, like the rest of Philadelphia, a bunch of retards. It's making me start to believe that it's never going to change here in Philadelphia.
I love how we go.
I have learned a lot.
Farmer's like, whatever.
It's the farmer, man.
That's funny.
Wisconsin has gone to Trump, and it's breaking what they call the blue wall in Wisconsin. It's another historic sin for a Republican candidate.
I don't know, man. It's not Carson Wentz's fault. He's got the arm. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. They need to catch the ball. They need a wide receiver. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'd like to see DeSean Jackson back and Terrell Owens, and then maybe someone can catch the ball. He's got the arm. They can't go down quick enough to catch it. Stupid fuck.
Hey, I'm from Detroit, so I'm always like on that attitude with my football team.
I know.
We got
I have to be this way.
Fucking in the game right now, and you never know who's gonna blow it or not. So I don't know.
I don't either, man. I don't even. I'm back in Facebook jail somehow. Somehow, because of all my groups and everything, and I'm involved in a politician, and my brother's a court reporter. He owns a big site, and they're starting to target us. They threw me in Facebook jail a day before the election over a picture of a bud. Not Budweiser either. I'm talking about a marijuana bud. You throw somebody in jail for 30 days for that? Are you fucking kidding me?
Jeez, I only got fucking 14 days for racial and ethnic community standard violation.
Well, racist, man, but not a bud. I mean, come on, let's get real here. Zuckerberg is a puppet for Hillary Clinton. He already lost $3 billion. No, absolutely he was. He lost $7 billion the other day in his stock market. Now he's one of the 25 richest. He was within the 1 through 6. Now he's 1 through 25 because he's an asshole and he don't know how to run Facebook and he puts everybody in jail for no reason whatsoever. I've been in jail now going 60 days out of 70 days. For nothing. I don't want to hear this bullshit. Oh, I play music when I do my videos. Every fucking goddamn, all these Fox channels, CNN, all the candidates that was running for president using music, French brand affairs, copyrights. You can't like let one person go and then say, okay, well, this person likes Donald Trump and he's got Donald Trump groups and they're all over the internet and they're starting to block us. And then he's got a brother that's a court reporter and he's involved in Western Pennsylvania and he's breaking out the real news and the liberals don't like it.
Well, that's the thing. As far as being, if you can label yourself as a clip show or a news show, legally they can't make you, like, they can't stop us like they're trying to do to us, you know? They shouldn't, if it's a clip or media show, then you should just be able to play whatever because it's how it goes. It's the law, you know? But they just self-innocent at that point. You know, you're guilty until proven innocent like everything else in America.
So what do you know, Farmer? Is Farmer Jacob still on the line?
Probably not. He's probably like, I don't want to listen to this shit anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm still here. Sorry. I had myself on mute, you know, doing the typical radio etiquette thing. So, you know, you don't hear me screaming or doing whatever Farmer does, you know, on his nights off from the radio. And I don't know what channel you guys are watching, but I'm watching CBS News. And they got Clinton at 197, and they got the Trumpster at 244.
Yeah, I got 209 and 232.
Huh.
It's definitely – Washington apparently has gone to Hillary, though.
Well yeah, that's – this whole West Coast over here is foobard, man. It's foobard.
I was saying earlier that Clinton, you know, I obviously don't want her to be my president because, well, we all know you're not a freaking idiot or lived under a rock for the past 20 years. She's a complete criminal and just an evil person. But, and it's like, so I'm pretty much stuck with Trump. I'm like, well, at least it's going to be a little entertaining, right?
Right. I just can't wait for him to walk up to somebody on camera and tell him he's fired.
Here in Detroit, or in DDIV Channel 4, Local 4, says that we may not have Detroit numbers in until tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Be prepared to stand by.
Yeah.
Wayne County's got to figure out how to go into damage control and make sure that Hillary wins the county.
Because that's what's going to make the difference there is that county, you know?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, definitely. It's the biggest county. So.
And you can get away with making a lot of dead people vote down there.
I know. Respectfully,
oh, yeah.
Voted tonight for Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
They both happen to be dead. You know,
they're diehard Democrats.
Once they
were deceased, they kept voting fucking Democrat. I don't get it.
Right. You know, it seems like whenever and I didn't follow this presidency race, you know, at all. It's just, you know, it's not really on my radar. But looking at the scores and the tallies when there's like a third party, you know, they were saying that it was going to hurt Trump, where if you look at, you know, well, at least what CBS is saying is, you know, it looks like the third, you know, person truly hurt Hillary than actually Trump.
Yeah, he's Gary Johnson's got 3% of the vote.
According to Fox News, Trump or Clinton is trailing Trump 54 to 209 in electoral votes as we speak. That's just in 1 minute ago.
Right. You know, I'm still showing it on CBS, which, you know, whatever, is 244 to 197. So, you know, you just don't know until it's, you know, until the fat lady sings or until Trump's toupee gets blown off when this thing gets over with.
Well, we do know that the Republicans have definitely got the U.S. House.
Mm-hmm.
They need three more votes, but...
You know, my thing is, I went
Senate.
To the polls today. I went to the polls today, Farmer, and Frankie DeWop was like, I don't want Hillary. I don't want Hillary in. I marked the little box for Trump, and I walked away, and I thought, I didn't vote for Hillary, but I did fucking vote for Trump, and that's fucked up. That's
yeah.
still fucked up. Like, I walked
right.
away, like, I helped stop Hillary, but I might actually put Donald Trump in the White House?
Right.
God, it doesn't make me feel better.
No, but you know, look at it this way, guys, and I seem tongue-tied, and that's just not usually how I work. But hey, it is what it is, right? Just think, if Hillary Clinton did win or wins, that she will be sitting at the same oval desk, same oval office where her husband got a BJ.
The oral office.
Yeah, exactly. And so how would she feel knowing that she's sitting at that same desk where her husband got a BJ?
Do you think she'll ever wear a blue pantsuit in that office?
Wow. I wonder if she's going to get her dick sucked in a blue pantsuit.
Right?
It came on my blue pantsuit.
Burn it. Burn it. I learned my lesson on this one.
Holy
exactly. So you guys are having Hillary at different numbers. What states do you guys on Fox News and everyone else like that, you know?
I'm following Google because Google does have the biggest network, and I figured they're probably going to be the closest to anybody because they pull from so many different places.
And I'm going through the Twitter feeds from news source to news source, picking on everybody's different news coming in. Like I
gotcha.
Said, news 254 to 209, and I'm just going through them all. Debbie Schlussel.com has got Michigan in with 65% of the precincts count, and they're still holding 48-47 for Trump being in the lead in Michigan right now.
Right.
And,
you know,
really,
I kind of figured the
like
southern border guys. I kind of figured that southern border, New Mexico, Arizona, California, was definitely going to go blue, you know, because
Alaska vote.
What's their? They don't close yet.
Yeah, they're like still gray. All the other states have got at least like a little color, completely gray.
Yeah, Alaska is I think 2 hours or 3 hours ahead of me.
So
or
really
behind me, sorry.
Is Maine, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
CNN gives Georgia to Trump along with Wisconsin and Iowa. They're saying both that's
Trump.
A couple of
right, yeah.
Have. That's CNN saying it.
He's really close in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan, as well as New Hampshire, Arizona, and Utah, to where Hillary is closing on Nevada, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Maine.
Well, Minnesota's been predominantly Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shocked to see actually North Dakota go red. That shocked me.
Yeah, I knew that the Midwest, I mean, if you look at the thing, I said the East Coast and the West Coast, they're going to be a lot of blue. And then right down the center, it's going to be all red because, you know,
right.
Those are the heartlanders and the people that are really tired of the studio politician, I guess we call him, you know, to where Trump, you know, we can say he's not a politician because I guess he's not. But maybe the how do you feel about Ronald Reagan, Frankie? He wasn't a career politician.
Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, he wasn't.
Well, I liked pre-assassination attempt Reagan.
I like pre-assassination Kennedy.
Yeah, he was definitely better than
after.
I think
I live in a blue state. I need to move.
Yeah, you do. You do need to move. Get off of them coasts. Them coasts are filled with a bunch of weirdos.
6 seconds. Breaking news. The Associated Press says Trump wins Utah. Race called at 11:53 p.m. Eastern time. So he just Utah also.
Yeah, CBS has had Utah red a long time ago.
Right, well, the race just got called there, I guess, according to the Associated Press.
They called them.
At 11:53.
Utah went, what, red or blue?
Went Trump.
Yeah.
Donald Trump gets 6 electoral votes over there.
Yep, he got it. He got Utah. He's only 32 now from taking it. She's at 61.
Yeah.
Canada's immigration website crashes this election night.
I'm sure it did.
That's why we're coming from the new and improved wormhole bunker.
Yes.
So they can't mess with us here.
We're in a mobile bunker.
Mobile underground bunker.
Yes. Mobile underground
bunker. I wasn't anticipating a show from you, Worm. It was like, you know, A-Bomb called his show because I think he was doing answering phones for the Republican Party. And I was like, who is good on Radio AFS? Who's going to be the wacky and crazy one? I was like, nope, I know it's going to be the Worm. So,
well, you know, we were sitting here and we're like, you know, the election's coming up. Ain't got nobody playing tonight. We should go on and do an hour and kind of talk about the election because tomorrow it'll be me bitching about who got 5 minutes left on Blog Talk? Well, you know, maybe we should have made a 2-hour show on Blog Talk, huh?
We should have made it 3 hours because this will go on for 2 more hours before we're done.
Yeah it could.
That's how we roll.
Especially since, you know, you had a hard time, you know, with your technical difficulties in your underground bunker. And if I'm not mistaken, you should be able to change minutes.
Oh, can you change the minutes, Frank? You got 5 minutes to figure out how.
You got 5 minutes to figure it out. And it's nice to actually hear Frankie. You know, one minute he goes, he went like under the wormhole bunker. I was like, where the hell did the WAP go? Did somebody, you know, kidnap him or something? And then, you know, I magically get an email from him. And
in Italian, every once in a while, those contracts come around in circular patterns. And you just got to, you know, hide in the underground mobile bunker.
Right. But, you know, then I get an email from him. I think it was last night or yesterday. He's like, dude, I need you to post this on. I'm like, okay, so you just come with business with me, but you don't tell me where the hell you've been. All right, okay, I'll post it anyway, but, you know.
What happened is, wow, it was just crazy. I lost the phone. Wednesday, was it Wednesday or Thursday? I completely, we're having a serious technical difficulty. Still there, everyone? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, it's trying to tell me that we're not connected to the. Well, anyways, I got booted off Facebook for arguing with somebody in a ancient Roman historical group, and the guy was calling me a racist and everything else because I told him that Hannibal from the Punic Wars in ancient Rome wasn't a sub-Saharan African, and Aeneas was Trojan, Dido was. Phoenician, so he was more like a Jewish Greek. And the guy
right.
was calling me racist and racist, and he was like, you don't want to try to give black people their due. And I'm like, I'm not trying to say that at all in any way. I'm trying to tell you that history is history, and it's just what's right is right. I was like, and, you know, he kept going on in this about the pharaohs and just going on crazy. And I told him, the last comment I made to him was I said, well, I guess we're going to end up having to have black Vikings one day. And he was like, then I got reported and I was done. That's why I got booted off Facebook. That's the.
Did you figure out how to extend that over there?
No, I didn't. Oh. It doesn't. It throws me offline. I can't redo the episode. I can't edit it.
Well, we'll be on Facebook.
But we won't be able to talk to Farmer anymore after 2 minutes and 21 seconds.
Right.
So, and then I lost my phone. My drive shaft blew out of my Lincoln. I've just been having a crazy, like, last week, a week and a half ago, it was just madness and chaos to me.
So, are you coming back to the book or what, man? Are you just going to stay MIA?
Back to the book? I don't know. I'm supposed to be back on either tomorrow, Thursday or Friday. I'm not sure which day it was that I got booted.
Right.
But one of the things,
So, since I have 2 minutes to talk business with you here on the Wormhole, you know, I believe our new show, Stay Out of My Crease, is looking for a possible phone person because a commentator from ESPN is supposed to be calling them tomorrow night.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
that's pretty
cool. Little plug for them.
Oh, 90 seconds.
Baby.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'll be back to the Facebook Thursday or Friday trying to push
right.
all that. And then I am probably stepping away from my show to work more on the Wormhole because we've been trying to work on getting some Alex Jones and a few other
right.
media people.
Did you see we're now up over 900 views on last week's episode?
With yeah, John,
I did.
938 or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Beating drum is 3 likes away from 1,700 likes.
I know, that's amazing.
Nice, nice.
But my thing was with Detroit Rock Studio, the musicians that I had on the show weren't really even sharing the show when they were on it. For God's sakes, it was a plateaued out.
Right.
Go down? Oh. So, I mean, that's what happened there.
Talking business on the radio. You got to love that, huh?
Talking business on the radio. 19 seconds left. Farmers, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Technical difficulties.
Hey, you're welcome, guys.
And then make sure.
Be safe out there.
And we'll be on tomorrow.
Tell those guys I need those
all
picks
right.
and do until tomorrow.
We'll do, guys.
Later.
Take it easy, Farmer.
Later.
And goodbye, Blog Talk.
Advanced Blog Talk, yeah.
Oh, let's get.